Tony Simpson, Ryan Champion, and Jack Bennion.
Ho, ho, ho! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pop Quiz!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Absolute Rally, the extra show. Told you a fib on the last episode, by the way. Thanks, Rebecca, by the way, for joining us on that particular episode. There's not going to be two more. There's only one. And there's a reason behind that, because the one we were going to do is now going to be part of next season's show. It'll all become apparent when you hear it. But anyway, that's not what it's about this week. It's points. It's points for punditry. It's points for knowledge. And it's to try and show up your co-host. We've got the three boys back. We've got on my left, we have Jack Bennion. Hello, Jack Bennion.
Hello, Tony Simpson.
Smack bang in the middle, we've got Trevor Agnew. Hello, Trevor Agnew.
Hello, Tony Simpson. I'm Jack Bennion.
And on my right is Smiley Ryan Champion. Hello, Ryan Champion.
Hello, Jack, Trev, and Tony Simpson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Right, it is the Christmas quiz. If you heard it last year, and I must admit, I did listen back to it the other day, and the applied knowledge that you had on me, Jack, was frightening. So I've took the impossible quiz questions out, and our listeners and some teams and everything have all come together to put together 85% of this quiz. You will notice where the poor questions are. They're the ones that I wrote. Right, a little bit of rules, a little bit of ground rules before we go. If you hear the bell, what the hell is that?
Just practicing with my buzzer, just to make sure. You know, on the rounds where we've got to buzz in.
Have you got your own buzzer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Do you want to tell me what's more frightening? I'm no expert in this, but it does sound like something else. Some may say that might put a smile on your face. Ryan's got his own sound effects. Anyway, Ryan Champion, pack it in.
He's got to win on that basis, hasn't he? He's brought his own tools to the quiz.
Well, let me explain, right, what's going to happen, right? So 1 point is simply the bell like that. If you get 2 points, it'll be a bullseye like that. If you get 5 points, if I think it's worth 5 points, you'll get a ka-ching like that. If you show applied knowledge and start showing off, you'll get one of these, which is minus 5 points. And I've got a funny feeling Ryan Champion starts on minus 5 points. So, boys, before we go, does that all make sense?
Yes.
If it's a handicapping system, Ryan needs to get much more than minus five.
But if you're going to take points off me, I'm going to give that. Or maybe that. Anyway.
We can't hear that.
Would have had rally car noises as buzzing instead.
If I had the technology and the knowledge, Trev, that's exactly what would have happened. The true thing is that this is cup and string stuff, being honest with you. Boys, we're going to go nice and gentle to begin with. The opening round is the regs round. We all like a good registration number, don't we, boys?
Oh, gee.
Yeah. So, this first question is for Ryan Champion. Please, no interruptions. You cannot buzz in. It will be offered to the others. 2003 production Will Rally Champions, Martin Rowe, Trevor Agnew. What was the registration of the vehicle, Ryan Champion?
Oh, God. I bet there was more than one, firstly.
There wasn't. From my particular research.
I'm going to go, oh God, this is a guess. So, X8DSC.
Wrong, Jack Bennion?
Not a clue.
I'm going to offer it to Trev, and if he doesn't know it, he will get minus 5 points.
How does that work? How do I get minus five?
Because you became a world champion in the car.
Okay. All right. Stig was X1 DSC, we were X2 DSC.
There you go. 1 point to Trevor Agnew for knowing what car he was in.
I wasn't that far away.
That's an incredible guess, Ryan. Fair play.
There you go. Jack Bennion, Finland 2001, X8 FMC. Who was driving that Focus?
I don't know.
We'll pass this one to Ryan Champion.
Can you just repeat?
X8 FMC.
On which rally?
Finland 2001.
I'm going to go Colin McRae.
Incorrect. Trevor Agnew?
Marco Martin?
Incorrect.
It's got to be Science if it's not McRae.
Carlos Science? Okay. Trev, you've got a tricky one for your one. L 555 FEL. 96 Ulster.
Bertie Fisher. And what's difficult about that one?
Bertie Fisher.
There you go.
Even I'd have got that one.
Dave me.
There you go. Trevor Agnew, believe it or not, is in the lead at the end of the regs round, which is very early round. Trevor Agnew's on 2, Jack Beng is on 0, and Ryan Champion's on -5. Right. I don't even want to know what that was. Ryan Champion. PWRC, in celebration of what we've just been talking about, of course, Trev being a world champion. Who was the first winner of the production championship? It did have a very slightly different name then, and if it helps, I'll give you it. It was the FIA Cup for Production Rally Drivers.
That's not really helping me that much. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Oh, Jack Bengen?
Yeah, okay.
Jack Bengen?
Are we allowed a clue? Can we have the year or something?
87.
Can I actually guess again? I'm gonna go Pascal Gabin.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Jack Bengen?
Was it Alan Roy?
Oh, it was.
It wasn't.
Oh, was it not in 87, Riles? Okay.
Trevor Agnew?
I have no clue. 87. The Argentine guy, what was he called?
Diego Maradona.
Hey, no, don't know.
Okay, boys. I'm gonna just for the hell of it, I'll tell you what car he was in. He was in a Lancia Delta HF Integrale.
Jack Bengen,
go.
Alex Fiorio.
Correct. Well done, Jack Bengen. There you go. Applied knowledge. Jack Bengen. This is right up your street, this. Who was the most successful driver in PWRC?
Oh. What are we talking in most successful? Most rallies won? Most championships won?
Most championships won.
How long have I got to think about this?
any time now, really.
I'll say Alan Arai. That was my first guess before.
No. We'll go Ryan Champion.
Greg Watermervis.
We'll go Trevor Agnew.
Tucky Arai.
Incorrect. Boys, I feel a bit let down on this one, actually. It was Gustavo Trellis. 96, 97, 98.
That's the Argentine guy's thinking of.
No,
99.
Uruguayan.
Yeah,
there we go.
I'll tell you what, just to put it out there, just for the hell of it, because if you look at pretty much all the winners there, if anybody can give me the winner of the Production World Championship or the FIA Cup for Production Rally Drivers in an Escort Cosworth, I'll give you.
Oh, right.
I know it.
Carlos Menem.
Nope.
Incorrect, Ryan. Oh, Champion, Jack Bengen.
You picked my favorite. You've done the worst thing, and you picked my year, 1994. That is my year. I'm just not going to get that wrong. It's Jesus Pioras.
I call him Jesus.
Well, it's appropriate, our little baby Jesus. He plays for Manchester City, isn't he?
So, Jack Bengen gets 5 for there. Well done. Right. I think that was well done. Trev, you won it in 03. Who won it 10 years earlier in 93?
Wow. 93.
I'll even give you a little bit of help.
Okay. Handicap system kicking in.
It was in a Mazda 323.
Wormbold?
Jesus, that was a left field one. No, Jack Bengen.
Is it Demavius?
No, Ryan Champion.
1993 in a Mazda.
Well,
I think.
Anytime now will be right. Yeah. No, it's gone. It's gone.
I don't know.
Alex Fassina. Fassina is Italian.
Never heard. Jesus. This is not there an easy go. Quiz.
Boys, you said you wanted to beef up after last year.
I didn't say that at any point.
It's beefed up. Right. For the next round, we've got Bex Williams, who was with us last week, has gave 3 questions specifically for you boys. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Bengen, you're first.
Sorry, before we go, Beck Williams last week on the programme, I remember she said that she was a vintage game bird. That's what she said. or words to that effect. Did you hear that?
A vintage gamer, she said.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
All right. Go on.
I think you can speak to your WRC Radio Live colleague about that. I'm not getting involved. Bex's questions. First one is to Jack Bengen. Quickest driver in this year's WRC, I think we all know. Don't we?
Thierry Neuville.
Jack Bengen, who's the second quickest?
Oh, it's Tanak.
And for an extra point, can you tell me how many stage wins?
22.
Incorrect, boys. I'll offer it to Rye or to Trev.
Me, I'll go 30.
Incorrect. Ryan Champion?
26.
Incorrect.
It's 24, isn't it?
No, it's 40.
Is it really?
It's 30. Yeah. I'll dispute that one.
Okay, well, I'm going from what I was given by Bex. So, he said it was 40. I don't know what that noise was then, Ryan Champion, but I can only assume you're lonely.
That wasn't me.
Wasn't it? No. Okay. Ryan Champion, the quickest car was the Hyundai. What was the second quickest car?
I'm going to go for the Ford Focus. Sorry, Ford Fiesta. Ford Fiesta.
1 point to Ryan Champion. Finally got off the mark. Well done. Just as a bit of a bonus, over 4,119.64 kilometres competitive over the whole season. What's the difference between the two? And if you can get it to the nearest second, you will get Ryan Champion.
33 seconds.
No, Jack Bengen.
No idea.
Trevor Agnew.
1:10.
No, 16.9 seconds.
That's impressive.
Over what distance?
4,119.64 kilometres.
Wow.
There you go. Trevor Agnew. On some of the tests for M Sport this year, who sat in with Sebastian Ogier?
Well, the obvious one would be use one of the other co-drivers, but probably wouldn't be the case. Wonder, did Milner get in? I'm going to go for Rich Milner just as a left field thing.
No, Trevor Agnew. Jack Bengen?
Was it Martin Jarviocca?
No. Ryan Champion?
Theresa May.
No, it was Eric Hamill's co-driver, Benjamin Callas, is it?
Vias, I think.
Vias, yeah. There you go. He did some of the testing with him. There you go. There you go, boys. So you did really well on Bex's questions.
Yeah.
Well done, boys.
Thanks, Bex.
This is Absolute Rally, Pace Notes Rally Magazine, Britain and Ireland's only dedicated rally publication. Rally news, interviews, features and reports from Clubman rallies to the WRC. Available from all good newsagents or subscribe at rallymag.com. Pace Notes Rally Magazine, your number one monthly rally read.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pub Quiz!
Sponsors round. I do love a good sponsor. I do love a good driver sponsor. We always wonder what's on some of the overalls and even on the side of helmets. Of course, the ones on their head. Ryan Champion, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you the sponsor. I want to tell you who he appeared on. Not necessarily on the car, but on the apparel. Okay?
Okay.
Danzas.
Repeat that, please.
Danzas. Danzas.
No, don't even know.
Jack,
is it current drivers, Tony, or is this from the past as well?
No. This can be from the past. This is. From particularly any era, but if you want me to give you a little bit of help, it was early 2000s.
Is it Carlos Heights?
Nope. Trevor Agnew?
I'm going to go for Gene Panizzi.
No. Marcus Grunholm. Marcus Grunholm, supported by Danzas. And Danzas were bought by DHL, which is why he always had DHL on his helmet.
Oh,
Oh. There you go.
Do you know, if I'd guessed, that might have been my guess, and I didn't guess. That was stupid, wasn't it?
Yeah. Jack Banging, nice easy one. Nicorette.
I don't know.
Ooh. I know that one.
Yeah, I know that one.
On a toss of the coin, we'll go Trevor Agnew.
Richard Burns.
And for a bonus, for a bonus point, and what was that replaced by the following year?
It was replaced by Trevor Agnew. You can have that point there. There you go. Trevor Agnew replaced by Marlborough the following year.
Like,
there you go.
Slight contradiction, but I'm mad.
Yeah, Trevor Agnew. One that was quite prominent with some drivers. Battery Plus. Who was Battery Plus predominant on? There was two drivers in particular.
Was Yari Mari Ladfather and Mikko Hirvonen, one of those two, probably.
There you go. I'll give you 1 point for that. There you go, boys. That's the end of the sponsors round. Ryan Champions, you're still on -4. Trevor Agnew is on 5. Jack Banging's on 7. Well done. Round of applause. Round of applause.
Was that the sound of the world's biggest tumbleweed from the listeners?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Is there anybody missing?
No.
Send help.
Yeah. Right. Next round, boys. Just because you're not doing very well. Next round, boys. These questions have been sent in by Martin Holmes, and they've been carefully crafted for each of you individually.
No.
Oh, yep. Dear.
By Martin or by you?
By Martin.
Wow. Honoured.
First up, Jack Banging. Sporting People. The old Motorsport News gained widespread popularity through the efforts of a rally editor.
DKW.
Who was first... Do you want me to finish the question? Or...
Go on.
Through its efforts of its rally editor, who was the first... Burglarist columnist.
I know.
Who was it?
DKW.
I know.
Who's that? Who Jack Banging?
Mr. Williams.
Incorrect. We'll pass this one to Trevor Agnew, I think.
Mike Griesley.
Incorrect. Oh. Ryan Champion.
Oh. I don't know. I'm struggling then. I'm struggling. I'll pass on that one.
Stuart Turner, boys. Stuart Turner. And your second question, your pub quiz question for you, Jack Banging, from Martin is, if he was not already occupied, what special anniversary could Malcolm Wilson have celebrated at 2017 Wales Rally GB?
If he was not what, sorry?
If he was not already occupied, what celebration could Malcolm have had on Wales Rally GB?
That was it. Anniversary of his wife?
Think rally.
I don't know.
Ryan Champion.
I'm guessing maybe an anniversary of when he first did the rally, and I'm guessing that. Well, I'm guessing maybe that was 1977, so 40 years.
There you go. Well done. 1 point. Well, point. Well, there you go.
Well, with that right.
It was roughly about the time that Malcolm Wilson started, wasn't it? So,
Ryan Champion, your carefully crafted questions from Martin Holmes. Ryan Champion, Sporting People, the first ever Motorsport News Championship event was the 1961 Yorkshire Rally, where three drivers tied on 0 penalties. What tie deducting deciding system was used to decide the winner?
Smartest dressed.
You get 5 points for that anyway. No, incorrect. We'll go to Jack Banging.
Was it the Targa timing system?
No. Trevor Agnew.
Furthest clean.
What was that one, Trev? Sorry?
Furthest clean.
No. It was the smallest engine size, and it was Mike Sutcliffe in a Mini 850 that won. There you go.
Interesting.
And your pub quiz question, Ryan Champion. 1993 Tour of Flanders was your first major rallies. Who was the winning driver?
Oh, 1993. Dr. Mobius in a Sunny GTIR?
Incorrect. Oh, really? We'll pass this one to Jack Banion.
I remember looking this up because I said I would look up Ryan's picture of his 205 in a hedge or something, but I can't remember. Sorry.
Okay. Trevor Agnew.
Patrick Snires.
Yeah. If it wasn't the Mobius, it was Snires in the Escort.
There you go, Trevor Agnew. Your carefully crafted questions from Martin Holmes. Sporting people, the Ulsterman and Paddy Hopkirk won the 1964 Rally Monte Carlo Rally in a Mini Cooper S. Thanks to the event's special handicap rules, what type of car would have won the rally if it had been based on actual special stage times like nowadays?
No clue. Go for something like a Renault Alpine.
No. Ryan Champion.
Just repeat the question again, please.
The Ulsterman, Paddy Hopkirk, won the 1964 Rally Monte Carlo in a Mini Cooper S, thanks to the event's special handicap rules. Which type of car would have won the rally if it had been based on actual special stage times like nowadays?
A Ford Zodiac.
A Ford Falcon.
Oh, hang on a minute. Why didn't I get a chance to have a go?
Because you wouldn't have known that.
You wouldn't have known that, Jack. Just sit down. Sit down.
It's discrimination.
Trevor Agnew, your pub quiz question from Martin Holmes. How many rallies has Sebastian Loeb won in Ireland?
I'm going to go for two.
Jack Bengen?
Three.
Ryan Champion?
One.
You're all wrong. Four. Rally Island 2007 and 2009, Donegal 2007 and the Cork 20
2007.
I forgot. Yeah. Right, boys. As we bimble along in this mind-numbingly dull quiz.
Really well,
that was a great effort by Martin Holmes as well.
It was, yes.
No, they were great questions. And they've all been really good questions. I'll be honest with you, considering you're experts.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. We've got two super fans and an old gimmer. That's what it is. The handicap, we'll pick up on that later.
We're at the M Sport round now, boys. So, if you remember what I said to you before, this is going to be a quick fire round. So you just need to say your name and the question will become yours. Okay. Question one from M Sport and Anna Rudd. Thank you very much for these, even though Rich Milner tried to claim some kind of credit for writing them. Elvin Evans missed his maiden win in Argentina by how much?
Trevor.
29
of a second.
Jack Bengen.
0.7.
There you go, Jack Bengen. Well done.
Thank you.
Bonus point. Where did it rank in the closest finishes in WRC history?
Third.
Go on, Trev.
Third.
Yeah, I gave you the point before I even did it. I knew you were going to get that right. Right. Double bonus point. I love the way they wrote these. Double bonus point. What is the closest finish ever?
Trev. 0.3 seconds.
Trev. Incorrect. Offer to Ryan and Jack Bengen now.
Ryan.
Ryan.
0.4.
No. Jack Bengen. Breathe. Think.
I think I know it. Bizarrely enough.
Go.
I think it's 0.2 seconds. And I think it was Sebastian Loeb on the 2011 Jordan Rally. I really hope it's Jordan Rally. Was it Jordan Rally?
Yeah, it was. You get 2 points for that. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Right, question two from M Sport. M Sport are the only team this year to finish on the podium on every event. That makes us the first manufacturer in history to have done this three times. Which other years did we achieve it? Point for each.
Jack Bengen.
Go.
2007.
Incorrect. Take that point back.
And do I get another go at the other year, or do I have to pause in again?
No. You've screwed yourself now. Okay. Ryan Champion.
2009.
1 point. And the other?
2011.
No, Trev, still one.
2012.
Correct. There you go. There you go. Bonus point. The other teams who've done it twice, who are they?
Trev.
Oh, who was that?
Trev.
Go.
Citroen.
One. And?
Can I go again?
Yeah, that's what.
I'll go Subaru.
No. Jack Bengen. Ryan Champion, you can come in obviously at any time on this one.
Lancia, Ryan.
No, Lancia Ryan, incorrect.
Tony, what was the one that Trev said? Sorry, it just broke up a little bit there.
Citroen. Okay. Citroen. Any time now, Jack.
Ford? Oh, it's other than, sorry.
VW.
It's other,
VW. VW. Oh, VW. Jesus. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's got to be a minus off that, isn't it?
Sure, the amount of effort it took to put all this together, I'm wondering why they're bleeding hell of bothered. Question three. M Sport continues to hold the record for the most for the consecutive points finishers. Where did it start and how many now?
Oh.
Good question, this
is
one.
Is it just one car in the points?
Yeah, M Sport continues to hold the record for consecutive points finishers. Where did this start and how many?
All you've said there is M Sport. You've not said how many cars, so I'm just trying to...
M Sport, yeah, well, listen to the question.
So all of their cars are finishing the points on every single rally for how long? That's the question.
M Sport continues to hold the record for consecutive points finishes. So whether it's one car, 12 cars, but there is one car that's finished in the points, Jack, at some point.
Not that we know the answer.
How are you ever going to get the answer?
Is anyone going to answer this?
Let's have a crack at it. So you're looking to know when it started, really?
Oh,
language.
I didn't swear. Right. What year did it start?
2002.
Thank for that. Correct. Next question. Question four. I tell you what, just as a bonus, can anybody tell me how many it is now? How many events in a row?
Trev,
go.
143.
No. Jack? Trev? Jack?
250?
Close. Depending on Ryan's guess now of whether you get the points or not.
251.
No. Jack Bennion gets it. 223. Oh. There you go. Right. Question four. When Oi Tanak left the team in Australia, what did the team do as his leaving gift? I know
they
know this one. Go
they
on,
did
Jack
more one thing, but they did mount a thing that shot water into his crotch when he was leaving for the final ramp thing. And they also ruined his room with Toyota memorabilia and flags and things like that as well.
Okay, just for basically showing off. That's minus five, right, Jack. That's right, minus five. Enough. Just answer the question. Bonus question: What gear was it rigged up to on his car?
Go.
Correct. There you go. So you lost three there, basically. Question five. What was the most dangerous part of our Harbour Sea celebrations in Sardinia when Oi got his maiden victory?
Dangerous part?
Yeah. I like this question. You're never going to get it, by the way.
Brilliant.
If you get it, right, is what I'm going to do. Right. 20 points if somebody gets this right. That's how adamant I am. You're not going to get anywhere close.
Ryan, was it when they put a skateboard on the back of a scooter?
Nope.
Is it his first win? Sorry, Tony.
Yeah, Sardinia.
Sardinia. What was the most dangerous part of it?
Wasn't
in the end?
I can't swim.
The hot. It's very close.
Screwdriver couldn't swim. Martin couldn't swim.
It's close.
Oh, hang on a minute. Hang on.
Go on.
I think if I say this out loud, I'm going to sound stupid. I think I might have it wrong.
Yeah, well, say it out loud, Jack.
That's when.
Was it something to do with headphones or a radio or something when they got thrown into the water?
No, not at all.
There you go.
Yeah, he sounded stupid there, Jack.
Yeah, that sounded stupid.
Yeah. that just sounded ridiculous.
That's right, my heart is not.
Trevor Agnew was the closest. Right, I'm going to give you the answer. Only 90% of the team could actually swim, with the heather dampers on the event needing to be rescued by Ogier's number one mechanic before we lost it for good. There you go. Right, as we bimble along in this glorious quiz, BRC 2002. Right, Jack, I know you like your BRC, and I know you like periods of BRC. We're going to go 2002. Jack, this is specifically for you, question.
Oh, thanks. Now. Cheers.
Ryan, Trev, and myself all appeared on at least one round of BRC in 2002. What round was it?
Oh, dear me.
We were all there at the same time.
Ah, I know this one.
Of course you do. You were there. You
was it the Pirelli?
No. No, sorry, I can't pass this one either because if the other two didn't know this, right?
Yay. That's Smash Tony Simpson, wasn't it?
It was the Ulster. There you go, Jack Ben. You can have that, my friend. You can
Thank
have
you.
That. Ryan Champion, who won that event overall?
The Ulster.
Yeah, 2002.
Andrew Nesbitt.
There you go. Well done. And who was the first Super 1600 driver, Trev?
Ooh, Chris Meek.
Pass it to Jack Bengen.
First Super 1600 driver.
Yep.
Winder.
There you go. Well done, Jack Bengen.
What was it, Tony? Right. Do you know what he's driving? Just out of interest.
MG. MG, it was an epic drive by him because he had issues, I seem to remember, and then he absolutely launched it on, I think, the last four or five stages. It was a proper drive. Fair play.
This is the Absolute Rally Podcast. Click motorsportauctions.com. Now, one of the world's leading motorsport online classified adverts and auction sites. It's easy to use, providing listing platforms that enable you to sell race and rally cars, surplus parts, transporters, clothing, workshop, and pit equipment. We specialize in cataloging, listing, and selling large quantities of motorsport-related surplus and obsolete stock. Click motorsportauctions.com.
Ho, ho, ho! It's the Absolute Rally Christmas Pop Quiz!
Boys, we now go to some more listener questions. So, these have been sent in by Stephen McKinley over in Australia. So they've got a bit of an Australian theme to them. Question one, Jack Bengen. Who won the Australian Rally Championship the most? Who's the most successful driver in the Australian Rally Championship?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Trevor Agnew?
Could be, well, it's one of three. I'll go Ross Dunkerton.
Ryan Champion.
Neil Bates.
Possible.
Oh, was it?
Sorry, boys.
Okay.
96, 97, 98, 99, 00, 01, 02. Trev, in 1988, Rally Australia ran a trial event similar to Turkey this year, ahead of its championship debut in 89. Who won it and in what car?
No idea. Bill Carlos Sainz, Toyota.
Nope. Ryan Champion.
In 1988, did you say?
89. I'm going to
go Ross Dunkerton.
No. If you give me the card, I'll give you the point. Jack Bengen, come
89.
on. 89.
So it was a round of the WRC.
No.
No, if you listen to the question.
I thought Australia was around.
It ran a trial event ahead of its championship debut in 89. So who won in which car?
I think I've got a video that has Rally Australia on it from 89. So I'm not sure that's right. But you can say you'll give us a point if we get the car. I'll guess Toyota Celica.
No.
Subaru WRX?
No.
I think Kankanen won Rally Australia in 89.
No, it's not.
It's a, the candidate of Emma talking
car,
about
maybe,
that.
Was it?
It was a Mazda 323 with Ingvar Carlsson driving. There you go. Ryan Champion, who was the first European driver to win an APRC title?
Kenneth Eriksson.
Jack Bengen.
Can you say the question again, please?
Who was the first European driver to win an APRC title?
I don't know.
Trevor Agnew.
Colin McRae.
No, Carlos Sainz, 1990.
Really?
There you go. Yeah, cool there question. You go. Right, boys. It was a good question. If you think those questions were good, we've now got Gary Boyd.
Gary Boyd
sent in some questions. Yeah. So you can imagine now. Yeah. You think you've had a tough time. You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah. I've kept these ones till the end, to be honest with you. I did have some tiebreaker questions as well, but guess what? We're not going to need them. No. Right. First question from Gary Boyd. Again, thank you, Gary, for doing these. Jack, who was the first Citroen driver to win a stage in a WRC event in 2017?
Win a stage.
Who was the first driver to win a stage in a WRC event in 2017? Can you name the stage?
No, but it was in Monty.
It was in Monty. I would have given an extra point for the stage. Trev, during 2017, Citroen reached their 1500th stage win. which driver notched up the stage win?
The obvious one would be Mick. I'm going to go Craig Breen.
There you go. Well done, Trevor Agnew. Ryan Champion, which rallies had the same winner in 2016 and 2017? Come on, Michael.
How many is there?
Which rallies had the same winner?
Yeah, and I said, how many is there?
Well, there's one driver.
No, how many? You said which rallies?
Which rallies? Yeah.
Yeah, not which driver.
Okay. Well, which rallies had the same winner in 2016 and 2017?
And I said, how many rallies are we talking?
Well, I'm just reading the question. Which rallies had the same winner? So, which one was? Which rallies had
you'll
the same
winner? You'll have a list of rallies, won't you?
I think.
Yeah.
Go on, Jack. Yes, you can go, Jack.
Go on, Jack.
I think it's two, Sebastian Ogier, and it'd be Monty and Portugal.
Okay, well, it was one, Monte Carlo, seven
Ogier.
Oh, of
course,
big,
yeah. Chris won in Portugal, yeah, sorry.
This is hard work. Jack Bengen, Sebastian Loeb, which obviously this question was designed for you. Sebastian Loeb has won 78 WRC events. If we add up all the wins by all the other current active drivers, they have would they have collectively more or less wins than Sebastian Loeb?
More.
Trev.
Go, Trev. <Yes. laughs>
I thought it was going to be a trick question, so I went more.
Ryan Champion, obviously there's nowhere for you to go on this, but actually there was they're actually exactly the same.
Ooh,
78.
Well, I was going to guess exactly the same after them two.
Oh, get stuffed.
Let me guess.
No way were you going to say that. Trevor Agnew,
they've done more or less.
Trevor Agnew, who scored the most power stage wins points in 2017?
Going to go Gary Neville.
I'll give you one point. It's actually a tie.
All right, okay. I'll go then. Second one will be Titanic.
No, I can pass it. Either of you boys.
Latvala.
No.
OJ.
Correct. Just the fella who won the world championship. Yeah. Anyway.
But he doesn't have to try by then, in fairness.
Ryan Champion. In what make and model of car did John Kennard do his first WRC event?
Trev, I know this one.
No, it's the questions for Ryan.
Can I have a clue with the year?
85.
Mazda 323.
Trev?
Toyota Starlet with Brett. I've forgotten his surname. It was his first ever rally as well, and he used somebody else's place notes.
Oh, hang on a minute. If I'm getting docked points for too much information, then surely there's got to be a case of that there.
That's really interesting information, Jack.
That's really. I was just about to say, I'd actually give him a... All right. He's got 2 points
right,
for
then.
That.
Dock me another 5 then for asking questions, eh?
No, it's fine. Don't get all bitter all right, about
who,
it.
Who did John Kennard do the 1989 Thousand Lakes rally with?
He did it with Chris Birkbeck. Now sit down.
I was already. In what car?
It was in a
note. No, it wasn't. So stop being so clever. You
it's
sit down.
Five.
It was. Well done, Jack Benyon.
Thanks. There you go. Well, Jack Benyon, have a point. There you go. Just as a bit of a tie, just so we know where we're up to, by the way, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, less 12 for being a smart ass for Jack before. So Jack's on 12. Ryan's on 10. 10. Ryan's on 10. And Trevor Agnew is on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So Trevor Agnew, boys, is in the lead, by the way.
Well, speechless.
I know. Going into the last 3 questions
thanks
now.
Thanks for congratulations, boys.
Do you know what? Considering they weren't taking that seriously, do you know that silence there, Trevor? That bitterness.
Feel the dagger to my back.
Yeah. Right, Jack Benyon. With 25 points for a win and 5 points for a power stage victory, you can score a maximum of 30 points on a rally. Who scored maximum points all this year and what rally did they do it? And I'll give you 4 points for this if you can name the driver and the event. Driver and the event, because there's 2. There you go.
There's two drivers and 2 events?
Yeah. So it'll be on that rally and on that rally.
OJ?
No. I'm going to pass it. Boys,
Ryan,
anyone?
Trev, you go first. You were there first. Go.
Newville, Argentina.
Newville, Argentina. There you go. 2 points. The other one?
Ryan, Latvala, Sweden.
Oh, yeah, it was.
There you go. Ryan Champion. There you go. Right, Trev. Malcolm Wilson said repeatedly throughout the 2017 season that reliability would be the key to winning the championship. How many retirements did each of his 3 drivers have this year? And I will give you a point for each driver and a point for each rally. So there's 6 points on offer here.
Right, Ogier had 1. Tanak had... None.
No, take that point back then.
Evans at 2.
No, I can pass it to the others. Ogier was 1.
Tanak.
Yeah.
1 in Poland.
Correct.
And Elvin... I think Elvin had the 1 as well. I don't know what events to pick.
That's okay.
Rye, do you know the event?
I don't.
No.
Was it Sardinia?
There you go. Jack Bengen saved the day. Last question of this godforsaken quiz. Ryan Champion, when Eska Pekalapi, Elvin Evans and Juha Hänninen stood together on the Rally Finland podium, how many podiums did they collectively have between them?
Zero. That's not true. One.
Nope.
So who were the guys? Pekka.
Read the question. Eska Pekalapi, yep. Elvin yep. Evans and Juha Hänninen stood together on the Rally Finland podium. How many podiums did they have collectively between them?
Three.
No. Jack Bengen, do you want to choose, or do you want to have a stab in the dark?
There's a fairly obvious answer now.
There isn't. Oh,
so can you run me through the drivers again? Sorry, just one more time.
That'd be right. Evans and Hänninen.
Thanks, Trev.
Evans and Hänninen. Are we including the podium they scored? They were stood on.
Oh,
I would probably include that, Jack.
Yeah, I'd include it.
Okay.
Jack,
no,
please.
I'll pass because I've forgotten what the others have said.
I can hear some stars.
The answer is six. The win was Eska Pekka's first WRC podium. For Elvin, it was his fourth podium. And Juha, it was his first podium. In 2016, both Lappi and Evans did Finland in R5 cars, and Hänninen did not have a drive in Finland 2016. This year's fourth place finisher, Timo Sumlin, was also on an R5 car in 2016. That's the end of the quiz, boys. And yeah, it's devastating. Absolutely devastating. I'm gonna. There you go. That's the end of the quiz. End of the show. Should we total it up? How we got on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 10. Ryan Champion's on 12. Trevor Agnew's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And Jack Bengen's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, less 5. Takes it to 17. Jack, you're this year's absolute rally quiz winner.
It was such passion, that, Jack. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. I don't feel like I should say thank you because it's such an embarrassing performance, even though I did win.
I'll be honest with you, it was just lame all around.
Oh, thanks.
I think.
Like the quizmaster.
Come back next year.
Yeah. I think, right, we should have had the impossible quiz questions.
What, like inside leg measurement and all that?
Well, I did some research for those because I got in touch with Seb Marshall the other day to find out how many highlighter pens he uses in his pace notes. So I thought that might crop up.
We couldn't answer the answerable questions. What do you think we'd do with the unanswerable ones?
Yes, you know what, Jack? That's a very, very fair point. Boys, this is going to be turned into a podcast. How many people listen to it all the way through? I really don't know. If you've got to this point in the podcast, pat yourself on the back, go and pour yourself a big drink.
You're the
real winners. Absolutely.
Sincere apologies to the listeners who made it this far.
Yeah. If you have made it this far, please drop us a message, let us know. We'll arrange for you to get something. I don't know what it'll be, but you deserve something for putting up with this. Such a strong podcast last week as well with Bex, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a strong, probably one of our strongest podcasts.
In fairness, it's probably given the listeners some comedy value in listening to us being so terrible. So there's something to be said for that, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So boys, this is the end of the season. This is the final episode for this season. We are back in the new year, in one guise or another. So this is the point where we all get festive and give each other a hug. Obviously not actually giving each other a hug, but has anyone got anything to say to round off the season? Jack, have you got anything you want to say? Bear in mind you've just won the quiz and stuff.
Thank you for another epic season of Absolute Rally to you all, and thanks again, Tony, for having me on a consistent basis. I don't know why anyone would want to listen to what I've got to say, but you're all the weird ones in that case. So yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for alienating most of our listeners there. You're all the weird ones. Cheers,
well,
Jack.
Well, they're the ones who are listening to me, so there's got to be something wrong with them, hasn't there?
Cheers, Jack. Yeah. Considering your line of work, PR is not a strong point, is it?
I switch off of this podcast. It's the unadulterated opinion.
Absolutely. Right, Champion, have you got anything you want to say?
It's the absolute Benyon, isn't it? Really?
Absolute. Yeah, you absolute Benyon.
It's just, thankfully, it's been a more exciting season of rallying than that quiz actually reflected.
Yeah, that was possibly around the 2011 championship, maybe. I don't know. Two-horse race.
And I'm still slightly annoyed I didn't get Martin Holmes' question about the 1993 Tour of Flanders, but there we are.
Not as annoyed as what he'll be, but there you go. Trevor Agnew.
Thanks very much for having me towards the end of the year in particular. It's good to be a part of it. Keep up the good work, guys. Well done on Jack and his award a couple of weeks ago, ran and won the Safari Rally, and you're becoming a dad. Excellent.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. I was wondering what award I was going to get then. I realised that we were building up, so I've won nothing, but I have got my little boy, so I'm all right.
To say in closing, I think, we have a lot of fun on this podcast, and we have a lot of fun.
When was that?
We do. Let's be honest.
We'll listen back to it.
But what the listeners don't see is how much work Tony puts into actually putting these podcasts together, and Ryan and I do, and Trevor as well. I'm sure they won't mind me saying this. Do very little other than turn up at a specified time when we're told to.
And even then, that doesn't happen very often.
Even then, that doesn't happen. And we always make Tony's life epically difficult in trying to find a one time that we're all together at once. So, Tony, thanks for keeping this podcast going, because without you, it definitely wouldn't happen. So, thanks very much for all your hard work.
Thanks, mate.
Well done.
That's really kind. It is like herding cats sometimes. And I think trying to do this quiz was a classic example of that. But it has been a joy. It is a labour of love. And we've had some great guests. And I love talking about rallying. And we will be back next year. We have to thank, of course, Pace Notes. Without Pace Notes, we wouldn't have been here all this year. They've been with us all year. It's been fantastic. So, boys, we're going to have some time off, recharge our batteries. We'll be back around the time of probably just after Monte Carlo, looking back on what's gone on and what is to come in the 2018 WRC season. So it just leaves me to say now, listeners, thank you all so much for spreading the love. Thank you all so much for downloading. Thank you all so much for getting involved. Thank you all so much for sending in quiz questions that were way, way, way better than our panel and me. I wish you all a very, very happy, peaceful Christmas and a great new year.